This is the road to the Latino vote, La Ruta del Voto Latino. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet in Two Worlds, linking ethnic media and public radio. Reporter Diego Graglia is on the road from New York City to Mexico City, talking to Latinos about the issues and the candidates in this year's presidential election.
I'm Diego Graglia, and I'm in Manassas, Virginia, standing at the Liberty Wall. I'm here with Teresita Jacinto of the organization Mexicans Without Borders. Teresita, how and why was this Liberty Wall put up here, being a sign that calls Prince William County and Manassas City the national capital of intolerance?
Well, one of our members who owns this property, Mr. Gaudencio Fernandez, felt that he could no longer remain silent, that he needed to respond in a public outcry against the resolution that was passed here against immigrants in October and then put into effect in March.
What can you tell me about that local law?
The resolution gives the police force the authority to inquire about the migratory status of persons who have been detained because they have violated a law. We are law-abiding people, and we want all people in this community to be law-abiding. However, the way that the law is applied, or the resolution is applied, we feel sometimes violates the humanity of the persons who are detained. We know of people who have been detained because they have a air freshener hanging from their rearview mirror. How many people have you seen with things hanging from their rearview mirror? And why is it that someone who appears to be Hispanic is stopped, told that they are being stopped because of this violation of the law?
Is it true that the Latino population of the county has decreased significantly after the passage of the law?
Yes. If you drive down any street in Prince William County, you will see houses that are empty. In some cases, they have simply been abandoned. People have fled in fear. In other cases, you see houses that have been foreclosed. And some areas look like ghost towns because there will be, in a block area, there might be 10 houses that are vacant.
How do you approach this presidential election, and what are the issues that are concerning you the most?
Well, as a member of Mexicanos Sin Fronteras, I think my main focus is to see that people who are here, purportedly more than 12 million, that they be given permanent residence, that families not be divided, that in this county, in Prince William County, that this resolution be rescinded, and that people have the opportunity to work, that they be recognized as contributing members of this community, that we stop harassing them, that we stop making life next to impossible for them.
Teresita Jacinto of Mexicanos Sin Fronteras, Mexicans Without Borders, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Diego Graglia in Manassas, Virginia, and this is The Road to the Latino Vote, La Ruta del Voto Latino.
The Road to the Latino Vote is produced by Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.